The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on this beautiful day.
At least here in New Jersey.
Right.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yep.
We finish each other's sentences, which may not be normal for most people, but it is for us.
The name of today's show is...
Congratulations.
You're normal.
We realize that in week after week, month after month, when we're speaking with people either on the show or in a seminar, they reveal something about themselves that it's been closely guarded because they think it's strange or weird or mean or stupid.
Or they are particularly messed up.
And what they come to discover
is that they are normal.
So we figured we should do a whole show devoted to this theme because we suspect that all the things that you find very challenging in your own life or concerns or worries or...
maybe normal to the condition of humanity. You know, just because you're human, you have these thoughts, self-deprecating thoughts or ideas that you have to prove that you are not messed up, that kind of thing. Any event, I think we should talk about listening.
Why not?
Because it is probably the single most important thing if you want to be enlightened.
You know, we were speaking with a woman yesterday about her relationship. She was having an individual conversation with us or a session, and she was trying to plan what to do when she spoke with him next. And we said, you cannot plan. It's really about being here and listening to what he has to say. Listening to the silence when you've said something, listening to your intuition as you speak, when you listen,
it pulls you into the current moment of your life. Now, most of us think we listen. In fact, we'd argue for the fact that we're good listeners.
Or that we've heard Ariel and Shia talk about listening on 50, 100, several hundred radio shows.
So why bother listening? Because we already know this. But maybe not.
Well, even if you do know it, that's still in your thought processes. What we're talking about is the experience of being here and slowing down and listening to what another person has to say from his or her perspective. So if you find yourself distracted by things in your environment or reading or...
Ariel's so funny.
Just bring yourself back.
There is this British Columbian fishing license sitting here on the desk, and I wanted to see whether it was hers or mine. So she pulled it out of my hand and put it away.
For a moment...
I got distracted.
And stopped listening.
I did.
Guess what? He's normal, and so are you. By the way, today is a live show. If you would like to call in, here's the number, 866-472-5795. Now, mind you, if you're listening from one of foreign places, that's up on our website, the phone number for that, on our Being Here page, because our listeners, by the way, are from Belgium, the Netherlands, Singapore, Trinidad.
Christina.
Like that. So, if you're calling from a distance, you can call in from there. All right. Oh, we do have a caller holding. Shall we take her?
Oh, let's.
All right. It wasn't Christina. We just called her. Thank you, Christina. She just brought us coconut chai tea. Can you smell it?
I can.
All right.
Very good.
Cheryl, are you with us?
Hi, yes, I am. Hi, guys.
Hi, where are you today?
I'm calling in from Hong Kong.
I'm calling from Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. I really enjoy listening to your shows, and I just shared one with some friends earlier today. It's my evening now.
Oh, excellent. What can we do for you today? Or this evening, in your case?
It's actually your early morning, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
It just went past midnight there, I imagine.
Well, yes, happy Thursday for you.
Thank you.
So, what can we do for you, Cheryl?
Oh, yeah. So, the topic of the show, I found that I do have lots of doubts about myself. I think that's something that I've had for a while. I'm becoming more aware of them.
Let me stop you, because you said it all just in that first sentence. You said, I've had them for a while. They're old. Your doubts about you are doubts that were formed in your childhood, and they really, Cheryl, aren't who you are anymore. So even as you speak, I can hear the hesitancy in your voice that really isn't necessary. You see, it's an old story that you're not adequate. It's an old story that you're not enough. Truth of the matter is, you are an incredibly extraordinary person. You are able to handle your life in such a way that you could, growing up in, where was it, Texas?
Moved to Japan and then to Hong Kong.
And do that and flourish. So you're accomplished. You're not a problem at all, except in your thoughts about you and the story that you keep repeating for yourself about how you're not enough.
I guarantee you a number of listeners just now went, wow, I never moved from someplace like Texas to as far away and to such a different culture as Japan or to China. And they're comparing themselves to you, and in their thought process, coming
up short.
But you compare yourself to other people using different standards to come up short.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
I loved when you said, yes, I do, because your cadence had normalized. Shia mentioned something just a moment ago. I know you haven't asked your question yet, but in case we haven't said anything, we're not going anywhere today. It really is all about being here.
In each moment, as if this moment is all there is and is what's important.
And if I take a moment using you and the very little that you've said so far, Cheryl, as the launching point into the three principles of instantaneous transformation, anything you resist, don't like, don't want, judge, sticks around and owns you. So
and that includes your position about yourself.
So when you first called up, you were very likely resisting or judging your thought processes that were old, that have come with you since childhood. That's the first principle. Okay, second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment.
So if you're judging yourself for the way you were or are, that's all you can be doing.
If you get distracted, that's all you can do. If you're centered, that's all you can be. How you are in any given moment is like a snapshot. You can only be exactly as you are in this moment. Third principle, anything you see or bring to light or bring awareness to without judging completes itself. So Shia mentioned something, you saw it without judging, and suddenly it completed itself in an instant.
Now, yeah, you may have to go to the archive of this show to really listen for that, because, you know, things happen and we move on. But it's been taped, and so it will be on the archive in another day or so.
So now that we've taken a side trip, what's your question?
And brought you to current time, what is your question?
Yeah, thanks. And that was really cool because while you guys were speaking, or when Shia, you were saying that at the beginning, I could actually feel myself, on the one hand, not wanting to hear it, but at the same time, I could just feel myself relax at the same time by hearing it, by listening to you. So it's kind of really nice to be able to just, yeah, get in the moment and take a deep breath and breathe.
Yes. So you did have a question.
Yes, I do. Yeah. So it's probably just related. It's probably somewhat been answered, but I noticed that, so for example, yesterday I, in the evening, I bought a table. It's a secondhand table that I picked up. I brought it into, we brought it into the apartment, and I had this other story of, I'm not creative. I can't figure out where to put this table. And I just, froze, and I just kind of just closed my eyes and left it there and just waited until the morning. But I have that story as well, that I well, not necessarily a story, but how I react to stories, where I just stop.
Darling, you have lots of stories. You've repeated these stories. If you're normal, and you are, you've repeated the stories about your life to yourself over and over and over.
Now, I know that you're in Hong Kong and you're not planning to come in for this one, but we are doing the creativity and intuition course this weekend in New York City. And it occurs to me something that you haven't thought about or included in that thought of, I'm not creative and I don't know where to put this table. That may have been code for, that I've done enough for today. I'll deal with it tomorrow. So you can either listen to the content of it as if it's true that you're not creative and you don't know where to put it, or my suspicion is just getting it handled and hauled into your apartment had some effort to it or some logistics to it. And sometimes we don't give ourselves license to take a break. When we were preparing this show, when we said, congratulations, you are normal, we realized that people hide from themselves standards that they have, like they're afraid to be mean or sentimental or petty or judgmental or tired.
As if it's a failing.
So it's easier to tell ourselves we're not creative than to say, you know, I've done enough for today. I can deal with this tomorrow. Let me look at it with fresh eyes.
Yeah, that's really cool, because it did actually take a bit of planning and logistics, and it was late in the evening. By the time we got here, it was almost like 11:30 in the evening.
So at 11:30 at night, you have the expectation that if you are a responsible person or a, quote, good person, you should rearrange your apartment and get it all done in one fell swoop.
Yes, that's exactly what went through my mind.
Maybe that's being a little unreasonable with yourself.
It may be.
I can see the unreasonable, but at the same time, I feel like that's what I should have been doing,
Look, you see, your mind is a machine that always tells you what you should be doing when you're not doing it. Mm-hmm. So no matter what you're doing, it's never enough for that machine that tells you you should be doing other things.
Yeah, I can see how I can be hard on myself. Yeah.
Yes, and guess what? Being hard on yourself is normal. You know, I don't know anyone. I've never met anyone who is not hard on themselves from
about
time to
something.
Time. And it's whether it's about the amount of work output you have, the amount you sleep, what you eat.
What you weigh.
How
much exercise you're getting.
Your relationship status, your money status, your education status. You pick a category.
Any subject at all will do. And you have a whole litany of ideas about how you're supposed to be in life.
Yeah, I can see that. Yep.
You know something, Cheryl? Since this conversation started, I'm taken by how much you've quieted down in yourself so that there's less hesitancy in your voice. It's more your voice.
And you're starting to take your space. When you speak quickly, you also forget that a lot of our listeners are not English speakers as a first language. So there's something really restful as you relax and take your time and take your space.
Yeah, I can see that. And I did really feel earlier in the conversation where I did just, I was listening to what you were saying, what you both were saying, and I could feel it just sinking in and getting into the moment. That's really cool.
I have another twist or idea around the idea of your normal that I'd just like to propose to you. I know that you personally have a passion for transformation, so much so that you almost always join our international teleseminars, which start at 1:30 in the morning your time and go for a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. It occurs to me that whilst you enjoy your participation, it hasn't really occurred to you that there may be a lot of other people out there with a passion for possibility, and if you don't keep extending yourself, you won't find the people who are like-minded like yourself, that perhaps your passion for the things in your life, including transformation, is normal and wonderful and something that you can keep including other people in. So it's not always you at 1:30 in the morning, but you in a room full of people who are interested in the same thing, having a middle of the night party of possibility.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah,
excellent.
That would be fun to organize. I'm sure there would be people interested. I know there are actually. Yeah.
Mm. Excellent.
Well, that's great. Hey, thank you very much for calling in today. And you know what time it is?
It's time for a break.
That's what time it is.
So we'll be back shortly, everyone.
Yeah, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, this weekend in New York City, Ariel and I are presenting a course called Creativity and Intuition, and there is still space available if you want to join us.
It is fun, and powerful.
That's what else could I say to that? Because it really is. We do exercises and that allow you to discover your own creativity and especially your own intuitive nature.
And it'll be a really wide range of people from all over the United States as well as many, many different countries. So you are very, very welcome.
Yes.
Also, heads up, in the fall, early October, we are going to Hamburg, Germany for two courses, The Freedom to Breathe on October 6th, and A Life Full of Joy, Every Moment Counts.
It really does.
7th, 8th, and 9th. You can find out more about all of our seminars on our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Okay, one last thing, Practical Enlightenment, our latest book, won the New York Book Festival Best Book of the Year for Spirituality. It also won the Mom's Choice Book Award and the Great Northwest Book Award for the same category. So if you're interested in having enlightenment be practical, effortless, easy,
and a part of your life,
go to Amazon. It's the easiest way to get it.
Right.
All right. We have another caller. Let's take him, shall we?
Yes. Peter, are you there?
Yes. I am.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're great. We hear you had your finals in your
class.
Your class you were taking
yesterday.
How did it go?
It went great. And the professor actually asked if I would donate my project so it could then be used to be shown to future students as like an example of what a final project should be like. And
what an excellent final project should look like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you surprised?
I was surprised, and I was very flattered. Of course, part of me was like, wait, this is mine. But I was very flattered, yes.
Excellent. Do you have a question for us today?
Yeah, a question is like, something that I've become aware, it's not really a question so much as just in terms of the topic of, you know, your normal, that since high school, I'm very aware of having had a feeling that, and I still have it today, I should have it figured out. You know what I mean? Like, I should have things figured out.
What is the it that you should have figured out, Peter?
My life.
Oh, is that all there is?
Just my life.
Just your life only. You know what's really exciting? That you don't have it figured out. Because if you had it figured out, it would all be in your thoughts. And it would be based on the past and what you've already experienced as opposed to having it be...
nothing new, nothing exciting, nothing alive. If you already know, that's the space that an insecure kid thinks will make them feel secure.
Right.
Right. You don't have to have it figured out. All you have to do is be here for it, and it figures itself out. Look, it's like when you make a shirt, because I know you're a great tailor, and if you make a shirt, you don't have to figure it out. You look and see what the next step is.
Right.
I have a question.
In fact, I bet the best things you make are the ones you don't figure in advance, but notice how the material falls.
It's true. And those are the ones that are the most fun.
That's
yes.
right.
So
that's
question,
where your aliveness is.
How many years ago did you start to develop this passion for sewing and then move into your blog, which is Male Pattern Boldness, which I love.
Correct.
how many years ago did that start?
Only in 2009. So I was already 47 at the time.
Yeah, so the high school student that you were could not even begin to imagine the fun, the delight, and the passion you have in sewing and in patterns and in creating things and in sharing what you've created. Blogs didn't even exist back then.
That's right.
So it's interesting how we think we should have it all together.
I love that you mentioned that, Peter, because everybody thinks they should have it together. And the people that have it together
are generally bored.
Right.
Their lives are stagnant.
Yeah. Same old, same old.
Yeah. I guess also, like, I feel like, and it's very clear to me as you speak that, like, I would never, if I hadn't given myself permission to explore, even in my late 40s, I wouldn't have discovered this thing that is my great passion. But now
yes.
I'm flying. Now, just like that high school student I was, I'm pushing myself to know what to do next or what comes next instead
well,
of just
have to push.
Letting things
become,
happen.
You don't have to push, Peter. It's going to become obvious.
Before you went in for your final yesterday, you had no clue that the professor at FIT, isn't it? Fashion
yes.
Institute
yes.
of Technology would have asked
yes.
for your final project as an example?
No, yeah, I never would have.
No, it never crossed your mind.
So that
yeah.
pressure to know it
it's
would
just
rob
a pressure.
You. Yes.
It's just a pressure that you put on yourself that's completely unnecessary to having a spectacular life.
But
yeah.
completely normal.
Completely
yeah.
normal.
Let's talk about the difference for a moment between change and transformation, because the idea of having it all together, in my experience, generally comes when we look at another person, compare ourselves to them, and come up short in our own estimation. So we think, if you think you have to have it all together, you have made a basic assumption that other people do.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah.
And as far as I can tell, nobody has it all together.
And if you look, this all together thing that you've been trying to establish started around high school. And there was an in-group and an out-group, and you thought the in-group had it together.
Yeah, I would say like that I have it figured out, like to know what they wanted to do, what they were best
yes.
at.
Yes, and would you go to a high school student and ask advice now on how to manage your life?
Never.
right, so...
Isn't that funny?
But as kids, we look up to other kids as though they got it together because they have some act put together.
Shai and I were once in this restaurant in New York City. It was a kosher pizza restaurant.
Oh, yes.
And there were these kids having a birthday
girls.
Party. And one of the girls' older sister came in.
And she was all of 14 or 15.
And you could tell from adult eyes how insecure she was and uncomfortable in her body and really didn't know whether she was coming or going. And she stood by the table and kind of did a posture thing. And all of the young girls, I swear, it was like a movie. They all put their heads on their hands. They looked at her, took a deep breath, and they were... Oh, like they wish they could be her when they grew up.
Right.
And it's so funny that as a young 8-year-old or 9-year-old, you're modeling yourself after the oh-so-mature, sophisticated 14, 15-year-old. And if you look back now, you absolutely would not want to guide your life by
your 14 or 15-year-old image of yourself and what you needed to do to be successful in life.
Yeah.
Hey, Peter.
We have Micah in Europe holding, so we're going to take her next. But, wow, congratulations.
Congratulations on your success. And thank you so much for calling
in. Not
surprised
by us, perhaps by you. Yeah,
thanks
for
calling. You guys on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, for creativity and intuition. Awesome. We'll see where it goes from here.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Micah.
Hello, Ariel. Hello, Shia.
Hi, Micah.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm very good. I'm in the office, and I just saw the topic of today and made a quick decision to call in. And I'm very happy that I got a slot. I'm able to call you.
Awesome. Micah, tell people where your office is, what city and country.
I'm living in Düsseldorf, but at the moment I'm working in Frankfurt for a client.
Okay, so welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
I really like the topic, being normal, and congratulations, you're normal. When I read that, I thought, I often have the feeling that just when I'm extraordinary or special or whatever or very happy, then I like myself. But just being normal, being perhaps sometimes sad or being in a bad mood is also part of my life. So last week I had an operation, and I felt quite bad, to be honest, and I really had to take care of myself, and I felt sick, and for whatever reason, I found out that this is also part of my life, and when I'm taking care of myself, I can be quite happy. I was quite happy laying in my bed, to be honest.
That's so... It's got a smile in
you now. You got Shia having tears in his eyes, I have to say, Micah.
Because you see, that's really what transformation is about, Micah. It's not about your personal preferences, but it's about how your life is showing up in current time. And if you had an illness that needed an operation and you approached it like it was your idea, where you weren't the victim of your life but the author, then your life is full and complete, even if you don't feel well.
You know, it's like we have those internalized standards that we should be on top of our game and feel well all the time. And that's what transformation looks like. It's really about investing in where you are, including feeling ill when you feel ill and allowing yourself to be you. And like, as you say, you can have well-being even in the midst of not physically feeling well.
Yeah, and I really had a story that I told myself I have to be at work on Monday latest, and on Friday already I was not feeling so well, so I said, okay, take your time, and now today it's Wednesday and it's the first day in the office, and I'm really happy. I'm happy to be back, and I'm also happy that I took my time, which I needed.
That's so great. I'm really glad you're taking care of yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah, really. That's great. Because so many of us push ourselves way beyond where we think we need to be because we think we need to be beyond where we are.
You know, it's interesting. Sometimes if a person wants to not have Shia see them, they'll come up to him and go, you look tired.
Well, they'll say, how are you?
And it's interesting that we as a culture have the idea of being tired as somehow a failing or a downside instead of that it is something that happens, that you are normal. And as a person, sometimes...
Well, that's the other thing. Aging. I mean, I'm 75 years old. Now, that's weird because I don't feel whatever that's supposed to be like. But people hold it as though it's a failing that I've aged. I remember going to the hair cutter, and there was a person who met me there who I hadn't seen in 25 or 30 years. They worked at the same company I did 30 years ago. And this woman said, "You've gotten old." Of course I have. What do you think? I'm going to stay the way I was 30 years ago? It's a joke.
Yeah.
People don't have compassion for themselves. They don't realize that, you know, you got to be kind to yourself. That's if I were to give you a rule, I'd say be kind to yourself. That's a good rule. Because if you're being kind to yourself, you'll be kind to the people around you.
Not a rule, suggestion.
Of course.
Yeah.
But she's in Germany and they have rules there.
Yeah.
Got to speak to your audience,
good,
right?
It's a good suggestion or rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suggestion and rule tend to be the same thing, synonymous in Germany, it's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Calling in today, we have a couple more callers.
And I hope in a couple weeks, on August 9th, you'll feel well enough and in the evening to join us for the international call. It'd be lovely to hear your voice again.
Oh, yeah, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Have a lovely rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Bye. A couple more people calling. We have a little over a minute before the break, so let's get started with Tanya, and then we can also continue with her after the break. You with us, Tanya?
Hello, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You sound lovely. Where are you?
So do you. I'm in Oxford in England.
Oxford.
Oxford.
It sounds so lovely, Oxford.
Are you having a British summer?
Yes, we are. Well, actually, it's probably not very British summer. It's very sunny and warm.
Then it's not a British summer, no.
Actually, before you ask your question, how about we take our break and then we can come back and chat with you. Does that work?
Sounds great.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly with Tanya. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
Shout out to our listeners in Belgium, the Netherlands,
Singapore, and Trinidad,
where,
and anywhere else on this planet that you listen to us.
Wherever you're listening, if you are not yet a part of our Excellence Club newsletter, you can get a taste of excellence by visiting our website to get a video of us working with people, a special article, a question from a subscriber of our Premium Excellence Club. Just go to transformationmadeeasy.com/taste of excellence. Or you can just go to transformationmadeeasy.com and you'll see where you can sign up for that on the right-hand side of our website. Also, we are at Monday Night Alive in New York City next Monday. So if you're in the area, come
join us.
All right. We are on with Tanya.
That's right. From Oxford, England. England.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
What's your question, my dear?
I have a question because I'm finding myself recently getting stuck in a bit of a thought that I should be doing something more significant, particularly in relation to work.
That's so funny. It really is, because everybody thinks they should be doing something more significant, as if there's a significance in life.
I actually had a similar thought about that when I woke up this morning. I had been feeling a little under the weather for the last couple of days, so I had not attended to some of my ongoing projects that were more grand in nature, as in Shai and I are working on another book project, and I hadn't done anything. So I had the idea that I should be doing something, to use your words, more significant. Everybody has those thought processes.
See, the function of our minds is such that your internal conversation invalidates whatever you're up to, as though there's something more, better, or different that you should be doing with your life, rather than just enjoying yourself and living your life as it's showing up in current time.
So if we use the three principles, Tanya, and you have that thought, you should be doing something more significant. If you believe it, then it owns you. If you don't wish to have that thought and you resist it,
it owns you.
You can only have that thought passing through when you do. And it's normal. And it's perfect. Second principle, you can only be exactly as you are.
See, there is no satisfaction in the mind. Your thought process is devoid of satisfaction, and nothing is satisfying to that thought process.
And when Jai says your thought process, he doesn't mean yours, Tanya's. He means the thought process of any mind is devoid of satisfaction.
Right.
It's not personal to you.
But you can personalize it if you like, because you see, if you think that you go and do your job and you think, I should do something more significant, that is an invalidation of whatever you're up to. And you can't be doing anything in this moment other than what you're up to.
But again, third principle, anything you see and don't judge, that you just become aware of, watch it go by, like, huh, look at that. I have the thought I should be doing something more significant. Anything you simply see completes itself.
Right.
Yeah, and I've been resisting it all and also believing it, I think, a bit. But,
well, here's the other thing. You live in a world full of people who are striving to get to a place they think will be better than where they are. And so you can easily pick up their dis-ease with life. They're striving to get ahead as if ahead is better than where you are.
Perfect example. If you go into a smoke-filled room, you will walk out smelling like a smoker, even though you may not have a cigarette in your hand and you may not be smoking. The particles collect on your clothes and in your hair and on your skin. It is something that we all take as a fact because we've experienced it in one way or another. But the same is true for thought processes. Just because we can't measure the particular matter of thought processes doesn't mean that when you go about your life, you aren't impressed with universal ideas that have nothing to do with you, but we grab onto as if they're our own.
Yeah.
Which is why a lot of people listen to the show. It's like taking a shower to wash off the particular matter of our lives, the schmutz.
The detritus.
The detritus. Yeah.
That's great. Thank you.
Yes.
You know, I often have this feeling that a lot of the people who listen to this show and who are part of our community are really incredibly responsible people. And they often don't give themselves license to veg or to take a break or truly vacate without feeling like they have to pay for it somehow with extra work. And maybe the gift that you have to give to the world and to your daughter and to your life is not necessarily anything significant. It's just the quality of your presence and being here.
I love that.
I've heard good things about you from a mutual friend.
About a chapter that you're currently working on for our newest book title. Since it's a collaborative event with people, and we're really looking forward to reading your chapter.
Oh, it's been such a wonderful experience writing it and working with Mena, who's been supporting me on it. And thank you so much for the opportunity. It's just amazing. I can't wait for you to read it.
Oh, excellent. We're looking forward to it. In case you don't know yet, which you probably don't, she is our special guest. Mena von Prague is our special guest next week on next week's radio show, It's Up to You.
Oh, brilliant. I didn't know that. Oh, I will definitely listen in.
Excellent.
We have one more caller. It's been lovely hearing your voice,
and
Tanya.
And speaking with you. And we hope to hear your voice on the international call on August 9th.
Yeah, I think I'll be there. I will be there.
Excellent. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Shall we take Lenore?
Yes, let's take Lenore.
Where are you today, Lenore?
Hi, I'm in Valhalla, New York.
Valhalla, okay. Welcome to the show. Sounds good.
Sounds like a cool place to be.
Did you walk there or take a train?
I drove. That's funny.
Lenore and a number of people are participating in the Avon 39 walk to where they are walking 39 miles over the course of 2 days in order to raise awareness and to raise funds for
breast cancer
research and to end breast cancer. And you guys have a Facebook page, right?
Yeah, we do. There's a Facebook page, particularly right now about our event. We have an event on Saturday
night where a number of people are donating their time and products to help us raise funds and awareness, and called Rock the Walk and Christmas in July.
So what is your Facebook page?
So it is Team Transformation. You can avonwalk.org/go-to/Team Transformation.
All right. Team Transformation.
Yeah.
So they can look you up. The Avon Walk 49.
Yeah.
Go to Team Transformation. Excellent. What can we do for you?
Well, it's funny that you were talking about that, because I have this idea that people are not going to be interested in the things that I'm passionate about.
Well,
and
two things, Lenore, before you ask your question. They may not, but I find, like, for instance, you've got this passion around walking lately, and you've been sharing it, and it sparks my passion in whatever I'm interested in.
That's really cool. I sometimes find myself hesitating, I mean, to talk about something, and I'm bubbling over sometimes with enthusiasm for something, and I find myself just, like, sometimes holding on to it because I think, oh, what I have to say is not going to be important or...
Well, you sound normal. Congratulations, you're normal.
You know what's interesting? We once had a friend who's a scientist, and she was really excited by fractals. And another scientist friend who was really excited about research. I do not, in general, consider myself a scientific person, but it awoke in me this excitement for what they were interested in. And when they explained the things they were interested in, it brought alive in me a whole aspect of myself I had no clue about. And I got a little sidetracked here for a moment because this bird flew up at the window and was flying, hovering as if it was saying hello to everyone. It was really quite stunning. So, anyway,
I saw a reflection in the other glass.
That was very cool.
So, did you have a question?
Well, it was about that. I mean, I went to this event yesterday. I was actually, I am an African American woman and grew up. My dad is, both my parents are preachers in the Baptist church. And I went to sit Shiva with a friend, whose father passed recently. And I found myself in this environment where I have very little Hebrew, knowledge. And
sitting Shiva is what happens in the Jewish faith in the days following the death of a person who has comes from the Jewish religion. So sitting Shiva may not mean anything to a lot of people.
Right.
So you were there, well, and you were distinctly outside the normal parameters of that group.
Yes, absolutely. And I felt like when I would introduce myself to someone, or if I were to, if somebody were to ask me a question, I just felt hesitant to really be myself, you know, to, because I felt so outside. I don't know how to explain. And I thought,
I think you're personalizing something that might not have to do with you.
It may not have to do with that quote, religion itself.
You may just been in a room full of insecure people, and you picked up on their insecurities because we have a mechanism in us that homogenizes us to our environment, where we sync up with what's around us so we won't be seen as outsiders, so we survive.
I remember when Shai and I went to Terry Junta's wake. And it was very similar in people doing Catholic responses to the priest. There is nothing wrong with being unique. And that is part of your gift. And, oh, wow, we only have 15 seconds left on this show. Hard to believe.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
You know, and Lenore.
And thanks, everybody, for listening.
And feeling like an outsider, not knowing what to say, that is normal. It is normal. You are normal.
And that was our alarm. Telling us the show is over.
But we'll be back next week, as we said, with Men of Von Prague. It's up to you. And if you come back and join us, it's up to you.
Yes.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.